documents.
The FBI director, Christopher Wray, has been sent a subpoena from the Republican chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Fox News has learned that Senator Ron Johnson issued his first subpoena as part of his committee's review into the origins of the Russia investigation.
Fox's John Decker, in a statement, the FBI says it continues to cooperate. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thundershowers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell, my co-host, live from his kitchen. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie Bader in the house, manning the phones. And again, we have in studio with us special guest, Austin Chambers. He's the president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. And again, another how you doing.
How you doing?
How's it going, Austin?
It's going great. How are you, Jack? Good to see you on screen here.
Well, it's a lot of me to see. Thanks for coming on today and talking to us about what's going on in other races around the country beside the presidential race. I'm very interested to know We hear all the time about all these people that are, you know, all these seats that are, quote, in play, especially in the U.S. Senate. And I guess that's really not part of your bailiwick, but you do have experience.
We're following it closely. It's a,
running
it's a
Senate,
bit.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Where do you think we are in trouble? And is it, in your opinion, as bad as some of the pundits suggest?
Well, look, the reason.
Like, for example, Max Sally, and folks like that, and the guy in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, look, we're 85 days away from an election, so a lot's going to change between now and then. And,
sure,
and
sure.
The reason people are pundits is because they only know how to talk about elections, not how to run and win elections. So it's important to remember that you got to take everything you hear in the media from the mainstream media with a grain of salt because they don't know much about what they're talking about. Certainly, we've got some tough elections out there, but just think about how much has changed over the last 85 days and imagine what's going to happen over the next 85 days with a presidential race that's coming down to the wire as well. So yes, Republicans are going to pick up the Senate seat here in Alabama. That's going to get us to 54 seats. We may then lose two or three more, but I think as we sit here today, there's a great path for Republicans to hold the majority. I think it's one of the most important things in the country that we have to do, because if the Democrats take the Senate, you can kiss the next decade of policy goodbye. They're going to try and destroy this place. And we got a bunch of good Republicans across the country trying to make sure that doesn't happen. One of which is Carl Rove. He's on our board, and he told me to tell you hello this morning when I told him we were going to be on the show.
Great. Yeah, Carl and I go way back. I worked for the Republican Party of Texas in 1984 as a fundraiser. And Carl,
you don't
was
look
our
old enough to have worked
consultant.
As a fundraiser in 1984.
What's that?
I said, you don't look old enough to have worked as a fundraiser in 1984. I thought you started in 2004.
Let me tell you something. This face has outlived about six bodies. No, but Carl and I go way back, and man, he is one of the most cantankerous and most creative and smart people I've ever known.
Absolutely. He's one of the best.
Now, well, next time you talk to Carl, tell him I said hello.
I'll tell him this afternoon.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on a general trend, that after President Obama took hold, especially after 2010, there was this major trend of states moving Republican. Has that massive wave held up for the most part, or where are the biggest challenges? I'd imagine we're pretty solid in the South. Correct me, again, on any of this if I'm wrong.
So, look, when Obama took office, the Democrats forgot there was this thing out there called states, and they just focused completely on Washington. And Republicans were able to run the table during his time in office. We won about 1,000 state legislative offices. We picked up double in a midterm election what the average is for the opposite of the president's party. And what you saw is we continued that success for most of the last decade. In 2018, the Democrats thought they were going to have this huge blue wave. But in the seats that they picked up in the states, they actually picked up 100 less than the historical average. So not only did they not get to their blue wave, they didn't even make it to the average pickup. They were 100 seats below that average pickup. So Republicans have done very well in the states, despite what some people may think about what's coming out of Washington. Republicans in the states all across the country, especially here in Alabama, you see it, have been getting results. And there's a reason that so many people are leaving California and leaving Illinois and leaving New York and going to places like Florida and Texas and Arizona. Republican states that have been under Republican leadership are seeing huge growth because it's good conservative policy that's bringing them there. And what we got to do all across the country is make sure that those liberals who are leaving those states that they hate don't vote the same way they were voting in the states they were leaving in the states that they're headed to, or they're going to destroy those places too.
Now, it is a common narrative you hear, and you mentioned how bad the mainstream press could be. It's almost like their job isn't to give good information. It's more to get ratings. You'd think good information would equal ratings, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, their job is not to talk about elections. Their job is to try and influence elections.
There you go. We say that all the time about a lot of these public polls, but one narrative you hear in the mainstream press is Texas is now in play. Georgia is now in play. Do you think there's any truth to that? I mean, a lot of folks are moving to Texas.
But what is the GOP strategy in those particular states?
Well, certainly, you know, Georgia's home for me, and I know it well. It's certainly in play. We've got two very competitive U.S. Senate races. We've got a competitive presidential. We've got two competitive congressional races, and we've got a competitive battle to hold the state house. So from the top of the ticket, from the presidential all the way down to the local elections, Georgia's in play. And I think we're going to be successful there, just like we were in 2018, because we're going to run good campaigns. We got great candidates. We got the right message. And the Democrats are going to nationalize everything, which turns folks off. And in Texas, it's the same thing. Texas is changing, and it's up to us to keep Texas, Texas. The state house is certainly in play. Several congressionals are in play, and the presidential is very competitive as well. So certainly Republicans are all in on protecting Texas and Georgia, and I think we're going to do it.
Now, have you had any, Jack, you had a question? Sorry, don't want to step on you.
Yeah, no, I was, I've been in Austin and Dallas in the last year, and I was amazed at all the damn Beto signs that were in Highland Park in Dallas, you know, which is a very wealthy part of Dallas and was always a hotbed for Republicans. But, you know, I hear all these Californians have kind of moved in and taken over, and certainly is, you know, are you familiar with Genevieve Collins?
I've heard great things about her. She's running for Congress, which I hear
she's
fantastic.
Yeah, I used to work for her dad, Dick Collins, who's a big philanthropist in Dallas, and I hear she's really setting the woods on fire out there, and I hope so, because I'm about to send her some money.
Good.
But anyway, are there any gubernatorial races up this year?
So the biggest gubernatorial races this year, North Carolina is going to be a big one. That's a Roy Cooper running for re-election there against Dan Forrest, the lieutenant governor. Great guy. Then you got Montana. That's an open seat because you've got Governor Bullock, who's running for U.S. Senate against Steve Daines. Who's running for U.S. Senate against Steve Daines. Greg Gianforte is the Republican running for governor out there against the current lieutenant governor. Republicans should be able to pick up that seat. And then you got several Republican incumbents who are running for re-election who should be safe, like Indiana, where the governor there should be safe, New Hampshire, and Vermont, believe it or not, where the Republicans are in great shape. And then you got Missouri, where Governor Mike Parson should win re-election as well. And those are the big battlegrounds on the governor's side this year. It's a smaller year than traditionally on the governor's side.
Well, I know I'm jumping around, but how does Susan Collins look?
So, actually, our finance chairman at RSLC, Ron Weiser, is national finance chairman for Susan Collins as well, and he was just giving me an update a couple days ago that that's actually moving in the right direction. It's a very tough race, just given the environment up there, but if anybody can cross current in this environment, it's Susan Collins. So I think I'd put Susan Collins down in the lean Republican category for us right now. It's going to be tough all the way through, but she's a survivor. She's going to win.
Yeah, sometimes we get mad at her, but
yeah, we need her vote.
Yeah, she sure came through in the Kavanaugh hearing.
She sure did.
There you go.
She was a real star.
Now we are jumping around all over the place, but this is how the show goes.
Yeah, love it.
Given that you're a Georgia guy,
yeah,
you're born and raised up.
Yeah,
have you ever run into the self-proclaimed rightful governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams?
I've run into her many times. I did Brian Kemp's campaign for governor, so I'm more familiar with Stacey Abrams than I care to be. And Governor Abrams thought she was going to be Vice President Abrams, but she's going to be neither, and she's going to run for governor again, and she's going to lose that too. So maybe we'll be able to beat her for good at some point.
Why do you think, because we were talking shop off air, why do you think she is not on that Biden short list for VP?
Because they know she's as unqualified as she truly is. She's never done anything. She was...
Why would anybody pick a loser to be their running mate? It'd be like picking Beto.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, if you can't win your own state, how the hell are you going to win the rest of the country?
Correct.
There you go.
Now, are you familiar with a guy named Eric Gay in Decatur?
I'm not.
He just got elected probate judge over there.
Okay.
In Albany.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think from what I hear from one of his law school classmates. He's a real up and coming guy. So
he's in Decatur County.
Down
in Albany.
Wherever
district.
Albany is.
Yeah, down in Albany district. Okay, yeah, that's Southwest Georgia.
Yeah.
No,
Albany.
Thank you, Jack. Now, given we're here in Alabama and y'all are visiting Alabama, are there any particular races you're worried about here for the state, or Alabama's pretty solid?
Yeah, I mean, y'all are one of the good ones right now. You know, come 2022, there'll be a bunch of races that'll be happening over here, but we feel good. The Senate race is... U.S. Senate race will be a great pickup for Republicans. President's doing well here. Y'all are in great shape.
Yeah, we've been graced with Tommy Tuberville's presence constantly on the program. So
yes.
We're looking forward to be calling him Senator Tuberville
soon. That's right.
Now, Red Top called with a question.
Yeah.
And so instead of letting him wait, I took his question.
Okay.
So remember, this did not come from me, although I do have some feelings about it. Do you feel Republicans are supporting President Trump as well as they should?
You know, that's a good question. Very good question. I think that the president has one of the best agendas that we've ever seen on the Republican Party side. And too often, he's had to fight Democrats and Republicans, in addition to, as we talked about a few minutes ago, fighting the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes the president's brought that on himself.
Sure.
By some of his comments or some of his tweets or other things. But we have to remember all that he's accomplished over the last 3.5 years. He has accomplished by fighting everyone tooth and nail from the moment he was elected, from the moment he took his hand off that Bible when he was sworn in. He's been fighting everybody, and he's still been able to get a hell of a lot done,
mm-hmm.
and the country is better off for it. So certainly at times I wish it was easier and that there wasn't as much fighting on the Republican side, but if anybody can take it, it's Donald Trump, and I think he's shown that over the last 3.5 years. So certainly it would be easier if we weren't fighting, but I don't know what a Donald Trump presidency would look like if we weren't fighting, because we've never seen it.
Yeah, you'd be there.
There you go. Again, folks, we're talking to Austin Chambers, president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. They're looking for all these down ballot races all across the country at the state level. And before we hit a break, Austin, I want to do a quick little bio, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you?
Yeah, 25.
25?
And believe it or not.
There you go. And
I got underwear older than you.
Sorry, 24. I turn 25 next week. I'm losing track of time. 25 next week.
It counts.
What was that, Jack?
Yeah.
I said, I got underwear older than he is.
Thank you.
I've been told that many times.
So, at that young age in this position, what got you interested in politics in the first place?
Yeah, I've been, you know, my family's not in politics, but for some reason I've always loved it. And as a kid at 12, I started volunteering on campaigns, got my first paid job when I was 14, managed first race when I was 17. And then just, you know, one thing led to another. I was going to go to college, but ended up getting so wrapped up in politics that I didn't apply and got caught up on several jobs. And one thing led to another, and just had great success over the last few years. I've done several governor's races, including Kay Ivey's governor's race here in Alabama. Done several Senate races and independent expenditures for the Republican Governors Association, and have been blessed to learn from some really good people and have some really great mentors, and have just kept my head down and kept moving forward each step of the way, and you know, now running the Republican State Leadership Committee. So it's been a fun ride.
Now, is there like a some sort of like a movie or a book or like one thing you could suggest to anybody of any age to be like, hey, watch this, it informed me on politics, or it informed you? Is there like, and it could just be your favorite, and maybe it could be a throwaway.
That's a good question. There are two books, well, one book that everyone should read, and then one person that everyone should study. Everyone should study Winston Churchill. I mean, he was the greatest leader that I think the world's ever seen, and he stumbled into it because he never gave up. So anything that you can read about Winston Churchill, you should pick it up and you should read it, including going back and reading all of the transcripts of his speeches he gave during the war. You'll learn a tremendous amount. And then the other book that I loved reading, I actually read it a few months ago, so it wasn't one that got me interested in politics. politics, but it's one that I learned a tremendous amount from, was James Baker's book that he wrote in 2006, someone who Jack probably knows well, given his ties to Texas.
Sure.
Secretary Baker had a fascinating career, both on the public service side and on the political side. I think he's run more presidential campaigns than anybody ever has. I think he did four of them. And then including three successful ones. And then, of course, his time as White House Chief of Staff and his time as Secretary of State in addition to some other cabinet positions.
So, and it's good to get that insight. Save yourself 3 hours. Don't watch the news at night, whether even if it's Fox News. Pick up a book like that. And it is amazing, Churchill's life, how, you know, after the Battle of Gallipoli, he is like, nobody wants anything to do with him. And his comeback story is quite something.
It really is. You know, if you read, you will succeed. If you don't, you won't. That's what I've always said.
Hear that, Jack?
Yeah, I did a direct mail thing based on that phrase.
Well, we got to hit a quick break here. 272-9228. More questions, more with Austin Chambers here when we come back.
Right.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Again, our in-studio guest, Austin Chambers, president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. Having a freewheeling discussion here. Hey. Indeed, indeed. Sorry, I had your mic off there, Austin. Again, 272-9228. Now, Jack, before I take over again, you got anything else you want to throw at this young man here?
Yeah, I was going to ask him if he had read a book, if he's a political junkie like I am. Ed Rollins wrote a book called Bare Knuckles in Back Room.
I've heard about that? It, and I haven't read it, but
it's,
I will.
It's a great kind of I'll fun little light list. Read, but it's very interesting. So
good, 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 good.
And I love Jim Baker.
Yeah, I'll add it to the list and get that done. That's a good one.
Now, are you
Jim Baker is a great American.
Yes, he is.
Now, we were having an off-air discussion. Are you worried in, you know, this state, a lot of the candidates, whether it was Barry Moore running for Congress, Tommy Tuberville, or so many state folks, you can say, I love Donald Trump, and that gets you a long way here in this state. But in other states, I'd imagine, especially you always hear suburban women don't like Donald. Yeah, I can't imagine why they don't like Trump's personality or him. But what do you suggest to state candidates and maybe those states where Trump and the president is not that popular? How do they go about that?
Look, the worst thing anybody can do is run away from Donald Trump, because if you run away from him, it's going to do you far more harm than it is going to do good. And as we look at the math here across our states, as we look at our redistricting math, which is our main priority right now, is winning the states that we need to win to control redistricting. There are 115 seats that Donald Trump won in 2016 that are currently held by a Democrat. So there's a lot of upside that we need in terms of getting Donald Trump supporters, when they come back out to vote for him in 2020 in those districts, to go all the way down the ballot. In those same states, there are only 50 that Hillary Clinton won that are currently held by a Republican. So there's more upside for us on making sure that we're all in on Donald Trump. In addition to it being the right thing to do, it's smart politically. Of course, there are going to be some districts where people where districts that Donald Trump's not going to win. What we're trying to make sure of is that in all of our races across the country, people keep this as local and as focused as possible, regardless of what type of district it is, because that's what wins these state elections. The Democrats come in and they nationalize it and they want to make it all about Donald Trump and throwing out Donald Trump. We've seen in special election after special election this year, from Houston to Philadelphia and everywhere in between, that we can win these special elections because the Democrats only want to make it about one thing, and that's Donald Trump. We want to make it about what the people in that district care about. Do they have good jobs? Do they have good education? Do we have a solution to make their lives easier despite COVID? And what are we going to do to continue the growth and prosperity that they're seeing in their community? So if we keep this local, despite whichever district or whichever state or whichever corner of the country we may be in, I think we're going to be successful across the country.
Now, so much of local campaigning, in my experience, you really do go door to door. You're right up, talking to folks, shaking hands. How the hell do you do this in the middle of a pandemic?
It's been something that people have had to pivot pretty quickly. In some places, folks are back to knocking on doors. We put out a best practices for, the safest and best way to do that to make sure you're safe and the people feel comfortable. So in some places, people are back out doing that. In other places, you just can't do it yet. So they're doing a lot of virtual stuff, just like we see Jack's face here on the screen. They're doing a lot of Zooms. They're doing virtual town halls. They're doing telephone town halls. You can't do as many events, but people have been really adaptive to this, and I think it's been good, and I think that benefits the Republicans because they're more plugged in locally, they're more focused on local issues, and the Democrats are nationalizing everything, trying to make it about just what's happening on the presidential, and that's pretty hard to do when you got a candidate who's hiding in the basement.
Right.
Yeah, Austin, back in 2016 on this show, our former host and I were having a discussion about the election. It was about a week before the Hillary-Trump general election. And I said that I thought these polls were wrong, that people were not saying who they were for because Trump was so out there. And I said, I just feel like there's a silent majority, and I think that Trump is going to win this thing. Well, I'm not any kind of soothsayer, but I still feel that a lot of people that are being polled are not being particularly honest, not saying maybe, saying they're in the I don't know column. Do you feel that there is a silent majority out there in the hinterlands that are going to help put Donald Trump over the top?
Yeah, there is. I think there's a silent majority out there that's sick and tired of everything we're seeing across the country right now, with folks that are rioting everywhere, folks that are calling to defund the police, folks that are burning courthouses and government buildings, folks that are, just causing chaos in the streets. That silent majority is scared to death for their safety, and they realize that Donald Trump may not be their cup of tea on every issue, but he's certainly not as crazy radical like these folks on the left are right now. And their party on the Democrat side, what used to be a good, respectable party just a few years ago, has been hijacked and completely overrun by a radical fringe element that wants to cancel everything they disagree with and defund the police at the same time. It's the craziest thing. I never thought we'd be going through a conversation in America like this.
Well, me either. I was talking to a political buddy of mine about an hour and a half ago, and I said to him, he's a Republican, he's all worried about suburban moms, and I said, listen, one of the things suburban moms care about is safety and security, and they don't like seeing these riots going on. That, you know, that threatens them too and their family, and I think that doesn't hurt Trump the way he's reacted to this.
Yeah. Look, we're doing weekly polling on this, and we're also doing virtual focus groups, and it's all focused on suburban voters, both men and women. And what we see right now, as of Thursday night when we got last week's polling back, 81% of our voters and our targeted of likely voters in targeted suburban districts oppose defunding the police. When you ask it a step further, do you support or oppose cutting any funding for police in your community? 90% oppose cutting funding for the police in their community. Okay, this isn't a partisan issue. This is an issue that they have owned and thought it was going to be a winning issue for them, and instead it's blown up in their face. That's why they've tried to walk it back, but they've got a fringe element of their party that's now in control that's not going to let them walk this back. And we have to take them at their word for what they mean. You know, we had several in the mainstream media that tried to say defund the police doesn't mean defund the police. But then you saw Democrats step forward and say, to hell it does. Defund the police means defund the police. Sure. They're serious about what they're saying, and we have to believe them.
You know, I think we got time for a call or two here.
Yeah,
first, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends, Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender.
I got a quick question. What are Republicans doing to prevent the mail-in ballot situation?
Yeah. So we've got to understand that our job is to win elections, and we have to stop complaining about how elections are being run, and simply focus on what do we need to do to win there. There are some states where, regardless of how much we complain about it, they unfortunately are going to be total mail-in ballot states or majority mail-in ballot states. And we can't just say that's why we lost. We have to go win. And our job is to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And you've got good secretaries of state, people like John Merrill here in Alabama, people like, you know, Mike Adams in Kentucky, people that are leading on the forefront of this issue to put out plans to say, we know we can't go back to having an election 100% the same way we did last year because of what's happening with COVID right now, but this is too important to let somebody stuff a ballot box or let somebody rig an election or let somebody forge ballots. We got to make it easier to vote, safer for people to vote, and also make it harder for them to cheat at the same time. So as part of our organization, RSLC, we've got the Republican Secretaries of State Committee, and that's made up of all the Republican Secretaries of State across the country, and those are the folks on the front lines leading elections and managing elections each day, working with their local county officials and their local officials in, all across their state in most cases. And those folks are making sure that we don't have a situation where the Democrats are able to come in and take advantage of a pandemic and a crisis and use it for their own political gain. So I think Donald Trump is smart in fighting this in some states because they're not ready for it. But in others, just like last week we saw him promoting it in Florida, in other states they are ready for it. And we got to make sure that we don't discourage our voters from voting because we need their vote to count if we want to win an election.
Well, I have a lot of faith in Alabama's absentee.
I do.
And John Merrill is fantastic. In fact, he's so good, I've told him, I think, on these airwaves, John, you're so good, you're making me suspicious.
Well, I'm not too worried about Alabama. I really not. I think we've got, with John Merrill,
we've
got
what
a great system. Yeah.
Let's go real quick to Big Dog. You've been patient. Hey, Big Dog, you're on with Austin.
Hey, how you doing, sir? And I've been trying to tell Donald Trump, all you got to do is let the money follow through to shut down federal schools, and that'll take care of suburban housewives to pay already that had a kid study. And then take care of the people who can't afford internet. They had the money with the ticket. Now, on to the biggest thing. Since you are, I mean, I know who you are. I've studied you a little bit, and I know you know about Doug Coe and why he died as soon as his chosen one, Donald Trump, become president. Where are you at with Doug Coe and how Donald Trump is his chosen one, and all of a sudden he disappeared off the face of the map of the earth? Where are you at with that? And do you have a program in place that shows you, like, somebody donates money from Alabama, but we don't need it in Alabama to elect a Republican, but they need it in South Carolina to elect one? Do you have a computer program in place that shoots the money where it's needed? and I'll hang up to make you answer, sir.
Thanks, big dog.
How'd that get through, Eddie? Here, we got a fire.
Got a lot going on, Joey.
Got a fire call screener here.
There's Randall.
Shut up, Jack.
The thing is, we don't pay anything to Eddie, so, you know, it's not like I can really.
I'm only running 10 businesses right now.
I'm not sure about that, Austin.
Well, yeah, we'll put money in any state where it's needed to elect Republicans, but I don't know anything about the first question.
Let's try again and go to Ken. Hey, Ken.
I promise you I'm not Randall. Question. Every time the Democrats have a talking point that they want to put out, amazingly, every single Democrat and of course, their media chains of CNN and whatever else, you know, is part of their party, they have the exact same message, the exact same wording. Why in the hell do the Republicans not send a morning email saying, this is our talking point of the day, instead of having 30 different conversations coming out of the RNC? The DNC is great, and they have one point, and it's hammered all day long. Why do we not do that?
You know, that's a good question, and I think it's a little bit more complicated than just the black and white that you outlined there. Republicans think for themselves, and that's our biggest problem we got going on. The Democrats will just parrot the talking points that are given to them, and I'm on the RNC talking points that they send out every morning. They send out a here's the message of the day. This is what everybody should be talking about. This is how we attack the Democrats today. And, you know, 40 or 50% of the folks will take it, and they'll regurgitate. But not like 99.9% of the Democrats will take their talking points and regurgitate it, because simply all they do on that side of the aisle is parrot talking points, whereas Republicans want to think about it and think for themselves and then go out and talk about it. Life would be much easier if we could be more robotic and keep everybody on the same script. But that's also part of what makes our party great. It's part of what makes the policies and the solutions that we push forward great, is because at times there's a lot of disagreement, and there's a lot of fighting to get to the outcome that we need. So certainly we've got a messaging problem. We got to be better at communicating the message holistically. But I'd much rather have people who are thinking for themselves than people who are out just parroting whatever comes down from high.
Ken, I appreciate the call.
I think that's a really good question.
Yeah.
But I do think Republicans need to be a little bit more on message.
Correct.
Yes.
But then again, the Democrats have a Xerox machine, and it's called the mainstream media.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever the DNC is putting out, all the networks are picking it up. Like, one week it was collusion. One week it was quid pro quo. It's always a issue du jour. But they're very effective at getting it out.
Well, sometimes
and part of it is that they control the media.
And sometimes I wonder, and I mean, is the president CC'd on those RNC talking points? Yeah, did it go out like yesterday?
I don't know about that.
Here, maybe I should be on Mount Rushmore. It's fake news, but, you know, why not?
Yeah.
I've done so much.
Yeah, the RNC talking points go out, and then the president's tweets go out, and then you have to pick which ones you want to listen to.
There you go. Well, Austin, I know you got to run, but I appreciate your time this morning. Again, folks, y'all check out Austin Chambers of the Republican State Leadership Committee. I'm sure y'all are always looking for money, donors, people who want to be involved, right?
Absolutely. We're out there working hard every day to make sure that state Republicans all across the country are successful this year with what we've got on the line with redistricting. It's extremely important because if we don't win in the states this year, Nancy Pelosi is going to strengthen her grip on Congress for at least the next decade. And they've got Barack Obama and Eric Holder on the Democrat side of the aisle raising money as our Democrat counterparts. So that's who we're out fighting against. They've got a good plan together because they know how bad they got clobbered when Barack Obama was president, and now they're trying to get that back. And we've got to make sure that we don't just slip into just focusing on what's happening in Washington, and that we stay focused on winning from the top of the ballot with the president all the way down, because that's how we're going to be successful in 2020 and set ourselves up for a decade of success in Washington, because no one up there draws their own maps. It happens in the states, and that's why, in addition to having good conservative policy in states, we need Republican legislatures in the state house so that we can get Republicans in Congress as well.
Very good. Yeah, we got a crash course reminder last week. All politics is local, and
yes,
it's good to remember that, folks. Austin, thank you again for the time. Great stuff, man.
Thanks so much.
We'll look forward if you're ever in town again.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Good to see y'all. Absolutely, we will.
Good luck to you this year, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thunder showers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Let's very quickly go to the phones, and we had to push back our call for the day, but I did not want to miss it. Let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Well, that was a really good segment. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Austin, fantastic guy to talk to. I mean, it's good to see young folks that competent, that knowledgeable, and actually in the arena in the Republican Party. And really, I was surprised how young he is, but I was not surprised how competent he is. A very good conversation.
Well, y'all were talking earlier about the sign and hooking up a an electric fence to it.
Yeah.
It made me think back when Morgan was living at home and the girls had horses. A tree had fell on the electric fence. That's how I kept them in. And I can't remember the kid she was dating. But I asked him, I said, hey, do you mind unplug the electric fence and go out there and tie a loop in it, loop it around, pull it tight, and so we can plug it back in so the horses won't get out. He said, sure, yeah. Because the thing about having girls, the upside to only girls, when they start dating, these boys will do whatever you ask them to do. It's great. I mean, you're having them do yard work, cutting down trees, hooking up, fixing stuff. So I'm watching the kid, and he picks the fence up, and it shocks him. And he drops it, and he shakes his hand, and he looks around. And I go around, and I look at the fence, and I see where he unplugged it. I look over at the other box, and I say, oh, crap. He unplugged the wrong fence.
Uh-oh.
So I said, as a gentleman as I am, and he was dating my daughter, I'm going to let him see what he does. I'm going to see how bright this kid is. Do you know he fixed that fence while I was on?
What?
The whole, yes. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, it must have shocked him 20 times. But he finally somehow got it tied up. And when he finally got back to the house, he said, that was so weird. I know I unplugged it. But it was still shocking me. I said, son, you unplugged the wrong fence. He looked at me seriously and said, did you know I did? I said, yes, I did. I just want to see if you were smart enough to keep dating my daughter or not. I don't think you are.
Well, you know, he might not be the brightest boy, but he certainly has resilience and fortitude. So maybe that counts for
something.
Like
I said, in all dads with daughters, there is a silver lining when the boys come around. Indeed. Because what I do is I make them work for at least 2 days straight before they can go on a date. And if they can keep up with me, then they can take them out.
There you go.
But the worst case scenario, you got 2 days free labor and they leave them alone. No, it works out really good.
That's a better test, I think, than the shotgun threat, you know what I mean? Where, you know, it's like, here, come on in. This is what our family, you introduce them to hard work, and you introduce them to, here's how weird our family is. You just scare them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that way you'll know if they're actually a worker or not. Because they're not workers. They need to go on, move on, go somewhere else.
Well, and I know y'all are always working up there at Prattville Carpet, and you still have that sale on the Revwood flooring product?
You know, we do. And here's the thing. You know, China's fixing to get tagged today with the 20% tariff, which affects a lot of the vinyl planks. But all of the Revwood is made in the USA. So that will not be affected. Everything that's made in the U.S., I have a sticker on it. So when you walk in the door, you know if that product's made in the U.S. or China. But I can't find China stickers. I wish I could find a big China flag and stick it on everything that's made in China.
There you go. Just to make it clear to folks, but you can buy American with this Revwood product, and you can save money doing it.
And it's waterproof. It's on sale. And in 2 weeks, you got a new floor down. I mean, I'm taking away every excuse. All you got to do is give us a call. 285-8117.
And when you do call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
And hold on real quick, Jack.
Right. Yes, sir.
Two things. One for your logo for your China-made products. Just put a little logo of an egg roll on it if you can't find any made-in-China stickers. But also, I have a friend who is not very impressed by a lot of stuff. He thought our interview with you last week about the Prattville mayor's race, that you were very impressive.
Yes.
Well, I do appreciate it. I just wanted to lay out the timeline.
And you were very organized. Exactly. You did a good job of it.
What happened and what can happen again, because history has a way of repeating itself.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. So.
And we just don't need that to happen again here.
Yeah.
Really, the last thing I want to do, I don't ever want to run for city council again and have to straighten it out again. I just don't want to do that.
Well, Ray, appreciate you being a sponsor. Appreciate you being on also last week, like Jack just said. We got a lot of feedback from that. Too bad our computer crapped out, or else we would give the recording out. So
it'll be good. It's all good. Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. 272-9228. Again, folks, y'all check out Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Great folks up there at Prattville Carpet, and Ray and the whole team, they do great work. They did fantastic work at the new place I just moved into, and I really love the new flooring. I believe it is that Revwood product. Looks great, and, you know, I don't have pets or anything, but occasionally there are little spills and whatnot, so it's good to have something that's waterproof and easy to clean. What do you think of Austin Chambers, Jack?
I was real impressed with him. In fact, I just sent Carl Rove a text. Carl's on his board, and to tell him that he did a great job.
It really is.
Very informative. I enjoyed having him on.
No, and I love the idea, and we ran out of time, but I wanted to bring up the topic we've been discussing of how people, at least in the public face, it's an older crowd still. Not to be rude or anything, but people in their 60s, 70s, 80s. Now, 60s is one thing. That's always been the case. But when you start getting up there, like Chuck Grassley's age and whatnot, Richard Shelby's age. I mean, they're still effective from their seats, but let's just say you wonder what's the next generation going to look like. And when you got a 25-year-old guy, that sort of knowledge and know-how makes the future look a little brighter.
Well, I've always said that we do need in the Republican Party to attract more young people. But the problem is when you have young folks raising a family that are at that age, they're interested in other things. Unless politics is really a calling for them or public service, most folks shy away from it. And in today's environment, I don't blame them.
Right.
I mean,
especially if you're a candidate.
Yeah, it's harder today to recruit people who are clean and honest, who don't have an agenda, because so many people who have run for politics in the past have found a way to get rich off of it and not be accountable to the people, only be accountable to their donors. And until that changes...
Well, and I'm sure you've seen it. The saddest thing is somebody who goes in there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed who really is a well-meaning, good person, and the system chews them up and spits them out, where they may not do anything corrupt themselves, but they kind of give up trying to change it and sort of just go along to get along. And it's because it's a heck of a thing. I mean, you're seeing it some with the president. He's not completely chewed up yet, but, I mean, the swamp is trying to consume him, and so many others we've sent up there from Alabama. It's unfortunate to see.
I just got a text back from Carl saying he is a bright young guy with an exclamation point.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think we've got connections, or at least Jack does, in high places.
I just
don't.
I've just known
this modesty.
No, I've just known him a long time, and we're buddies.
Yeah. I'm Bob Dole.
And I defend him when people trash him.
Right.
I mean, he's a friend.
No, and
that's what you're supposed to do with friends, isn't it?
He missed the 2016 campaign, but I have to say that 2004 campaign he ran for Bush was masterful. Not to mention the 2000, but that 2004 one was really job well done. But here we got to hit our last break of the hour. Again, this hour of News and Views, second hour, always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams in just a little bit. But first, this quick break, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, I told you just a second ago, Alabama Home Mortgage is bringing you the full hour of this second hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, their number 567-4223, but really you owe it to yourself if you're currently a homeowner and you have not looked into refinancing that mortgage. Well, you're leaving money on the table. Kim Williams started Alabama Home Mortgage because she knew, hey, those big banks, box stores, credit unions, those fancy pants apps, national programs, they're not truly serving the customer in the way she knew she could serve the mortgage customer. So why not refinance with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage and save yourself thousands of dollars over the course of a year? Also skip one, maybe two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on mortgage rates. You know why? Because there is
a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference in mortgage lenders, yes. There you go. And also, if you're a veteran, they're on top of the latest VA home loan programs. And if you're a first responder, that includes now nurses and doctors working the front lines of this pandemic, but also police, fire, emergency medical. When you close with Alabama Home Mortgage, as a thank you for your service, you'll receive a $500 gift card at closing. There's so many options there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Just give Kim Williams a call. It's a quick conversation, whether you're looking to refinance or be a first-time home buyer. 567-4223, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
What's going on in Baltimore?
Yeah, Eddie sent
some
that to me.
Blast?
Yeah. Looks like a gas leak.
A gas leak. And they're talking about families, kids,
mm-hmm.
women and children.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eddie noticed it when we were in the middle of talking to Austin. This is terrible stuff. Let me pull up the Fox News story real quick to get the details. At least one woman killed, as far as we know right now. But Baltimore firefighters searched through rubble Monday for victims of a gas explosion that destroyed three row houses, killed a woman, and seriously injured two other people. The blast unfolded shortly after 10 a.m. in the residential neighborhood in the northeast part of the city. The union that represents the city's firefighters reported that rescuers were in contact with one person trapped in the wreckage. One destroyed home belonged to an 88-year-old U.S. Army veteran, the Baltimore Sun reported. That veteran, Major Watkins Jr., said the explosion, quote-unquote, sounded like Korea. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's, you know, infrastructure is a boring topic until it's not.
Right.
And that, somebody's gotten something to explain right there.
Yeah, that's, you know, those blasts like that, those gas leaks, they happen more frequently than we'd probably like to really know. But I know in California, for the longest time, that was an issue. Where they, because they're so old, like I said, infrastructure, and they're starting to leak. And even if you get an alarm on a gas thing, there's not much you can do because all it takes is that spark.
Right, right. And, you know, you never think, oh, it's going to happen to me.
Right.
And it's like California, you bring it up. At what point does it fall into the sea? You know, given that it's 2020, what next? You know, you could guess that. I don't want that to happen, but good God.
That's something that a lot of people want to happen, so chances are it won't. You know, Murphy's Law.
Yeah. But you never know what's going to happen. And maybe the super volcano under Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Go off. And, you know, we didn't mention it last week, Jack. Trump signed some executive order or some. No, it was actually a congressional law. It was a full law about, you know, more natural resources and national parks and, you know, vistas all around the country.
Yeah.
And one of it was protecting Yosemite. But Trump kept twice reading the paper he had in front of him. Trump called it Yosemite. It's like you're talking to your son-in-law. Yo, what are you doing?
He's Donnie from Queens, man. That's how Donnie from Queens is.
We got to protect beautiful Yosemite.
And, you know, I saw an incredible point. You know, Scott Adams, the Dilbert cartoonist, he's actually now met with the president once or twice. He called his election, claims that Trump's one of the most persuasive human beings he's ever seen. And one of the tricks, because we get upset with certain tweets or certain things Trump says, he said it's actually, like, if we came on this radio show and every day we gave people, like, a 10. A 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And it was a great product every darn day. No difference. People would get bored with it. It's actually unexpected reward that people come back to the most. So with Trump, it's like, okay, he did great, he did great. And then he's like, the Bill of Rights is great, but, you know, we got to be good with security. And like, no, Donald, no, no. It's like, what, has Bubba Wallace apologized yet for the noose in his garage, like, no, Donald, no. And then he comes back, he's like, the radical Democrats want to tear down Mount Rushmore, and that's bad. It's like, okay, Mr. President. Because he's so...